Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
It is Mountain Home's basketball to start the second half as they lead 44-15 over Junction City. This is the girls' game of the first Arkansas Bell Bonds tournament. Mountain Home going with a different line to start the second half. Here's Hodges throwing it down in the paint to go to Hasselwander. Her layup won't go. Rebound by Mountain Home. Can't get the foul to go. Ball goes out of bounds. They're going to say last touch by the Lady Dragons, and it will be Mountain Home's basketball under the basket as we are 13 seconds into the second half. Abby Martin will trigger the inbound pass for the Lady Bombers. Gets into Abigail Hodges in the right corner. Her three-pointer is up and in. Abigail Hodges with her first 3 points of the night. And it is 47-15, Lady Bombers on top. 7:35 left in the third quarter. Here is Ray into the front court for the Lady Dragons. Throws over the right side to Jackson. Her pass to Ray was knocked away and stolen by Haven Klinger, who's quickly back the other way. Klinger is going to go down towards the low block, and now she's going to be called for the offensive foul. Just got lost a little too much control there. That is Haven Klinger's second personal foul, team foul number one against Mountain Home here in the second half, and that is their sixth turnover of the night. 32-point lead for the Lady Bombers. Here's Ray throwing it to Jackson on the right side. She loses the handle of the ball. It goes out of bounds, and it will be Mountain Home's basketball on the unforced turnover. Deja Moore is going to check back in for the Lady Dragons as Keandra Jackson will take a seat. Abby Martin will turn the inbound pass on the far sideline. She gets in to Haven Klinger. Klinger walks the ball into the front court. Throws over on the right side to Hodges. Over to Norcross at the right elbow. Her jumper no good. And the rebound's controlled by Krieger. She's going to be fouled from behind. A reaching foul, I believe, is going to be called on Reagan Hasselwander. That is her first personal foul. Team foul number two here in the second half against the Lady Bombers. 6:55 left to go in this third quarter. 47-15, Lady Bombers on top. Ray will give it to Reddick, who will bring it into the front court. Reddick has it on the right side. Now it's going to dribble down into the lane. Loses the handle of the ball. Her shot almost went in, though. Gets chased down her own rebound. Finds Krieger at the right side. Her three-pointer will not go. And the rebound by Hasselwander, but she has the ball knocked away and stolen by Junction City. Can't get the layup to go. Gets their own rebound. That one won't go either. And this time Hodges gets the rebound for Mountain Home. She's quickly back the other way, going in for the layup off the glass and in. Abigail Hodges just took it all the way by herself for the layup with, between two defenders. She now has 5 points. 49-15, Lady Bombers on top. Here is Reddick with it up near the top. Now she'll take the screen, drill to the right wing, goes down to the corner, picks up a drill, trying to figure out where to go with it. Finds Ray just outside the lane. Now she's going into the paint. Her layup is blocked, but they're going to say she drew a little contact as well. So a couple free throws coming up for Brianna Ray with 5:54 left in the third quarter. Haven Klinger picks up her third personal foul. Team foul number three against the Lady Bombers here in the second half. So Brianna Ray back at the free throw line, where she is one of three with 9 points. First free throw won't go here. Alyssa Siss is going to check back into the game for the Lady Bombers as Reagan Hasselwander will head to the bench. So one more free throw for Brianna Ray. Second shot is up, and she gets one of two. She now has 10 points. 49-16, Lady Bombers leading it by 33. Less than 6 minutes left in the third quarter. Here is Hodges throwing it to Abby Martin. Down to Norcross, just outside the lane. Now kicks out to Haven Klinger. Klinger's going to pull up at the elbow for the jumper. No good. And the rebound's controlled by Krieger. And back comes Junction City. Over 5.5 minutes left in the third quarter. Mountain Home up 49-16. Here is Reddick back the other way. Now she's going to head towards the lane. Going to draw a little foul there. I believe they're going to get Abby Martin with her first personal foul. That is the fourth team foul against the Lady Bombers here in the second half. And it's going to be Junction City inbounding it on the baseline with 5:28 left in the third quarter. A 33-point Mountain Home advantage. Reagan Hasselwander is going to check back in for the Lady Bombers as Abby Martin will head to the bench. It will be Moore inbounding it, gets in to McClellan on the right corner. She drills out to the wing, gives it to Ray in the right corner. Her three-pointer will not go, and Klinger gets the rebound. She's quickly back the other way for the Lady Bombers, going into the lane, going in for the layup off the glass. It rolls around and goes in. Good move by Haven Klinger for that layup. That is her fourth point of the night, 51-16. Lady Bombers on top. Here is Reddick back the other way, going in for the layup. No good. It is Hasselwinter getting the rebound. Has the ball knocked from behind. Gets it back. Now she dribbles into the front court. Has it on the left elbow. Gives it there to Klinger on the wing. Now Klinger is going to give it to Norcross. Norcross going to drill into the lane. Gives it to Hasselwinter just in the lane. Now throws to Hodges on the right wing. Her three-pointer will not go. And the rebound is going to be chased down by Norcross. And now a timeout is going to be called by Mountain Home. We'll break with 4:38 left to play in the third quarter. Mountain Home leading Junction City 51-16. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
Well, Mountain Home took their first time on the night with a little over 4.5 minutes left to play in the third quarter as they lead by 35 over Junction City. 51-16 is our score. Here's Hodges throwing it to Norcross, over to Sisk. Now to Hodges. Klinger has it on the right side, gives it to Hasselwinter. Down to Norcross on the low block. Her layup will not go, and the rebound is controlled by Krieger. Back come the Lady Dragons. 4:15 left to play in the third quarter. Here is Ray into the front court. Dribbles to the right side. Has the ball knocked away, but a foul is going to be called on Mountain Home, a reach and foul. That is on Haven Klinger. That is her fourth personal foul, team foul number five against the Lady Bombers. 4:08 left to play in the third quarter. Annie Norcross is going to take a seat as she's replaced by Abby Martin. Inbound pass goes to Jackson. Now to Reddick. Reddick's going to go into the lane, going up for the layup. Will not go. And the rebound is saved in by Sisk into the hands of Abby Martin, and back come the Lady Bombers. Here's Klinger into the front court. Junction City once again in a 2-3 zone. Ball goes over to Sisk on the right side. Cross-court pass was knocked away by Krieger. It goes out of bounds on the far sideline. Good heads-up play by Krieger. It will be Mount Holmes basketball on the far sideline with 3:42 left to play in the third quarter. Annie Norcross going to check back into the game, replacing Alyssa Sisk. And for Junction City, Deja Moore is going to check back in as Olivia Krieger will take a seat. Inbound pass goes to Klinger up at the top. Finds Norcross at the free throw line. Now, how's she going to have the ball knocked away as a reach and foul is going to be called on Junction City. That is on Keandra Jackson, her third personal foul, team foul number one here in the second half against the Lady Dragons. So it will be Abby Martin inbounding the ball on the baseline with 3:34 left in the third quarter. A 35-point Mountain Home advantage. Martin looking to inbound. It gets into Abigail Hodges in the right corner. She's going to drill towards the paint. Now kicks out to Haven Klinger on the left wing. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. Rebound's going to be knocked away, and a foul's going to be called on the rebound. That is going to be on Annie Norcross, her first personal foul. Team foul number six against the Lady Bombers. That next one will put Junction City in the bonus. 51-16, Mountain Home on top. Ray will walk the ball into the front court. She'll be met there at the half-court line by Klinger. Now gives it to Reddick. Now Reddick will try to get by her defender and does. Going in for the layup. May draw a little contact, but no call. As Hodges gets the rebound, she's quickly back the other way. He's going in for the layup. That one will not go. Ball is knocked around, finally controlled by Ray, who gives it to Reddick, who's going back the other way for the layup. Off the glass, no good. Ray tries to tip it back in. She can't get that to go. Reddick gets offensive rebound, throws it to McClellan, now gives it to Ray in the left corner. She's going to pull up for the jumper. No good. Ball's knocked around. Ball still loose. Ball goes out of bounds. They're going to say it was last touch by the Lady Dragons, and it will be Mount Holmes basketball with 2:42 left to play in the third quarter. 51-16, Lady Bombers on top. Abby Martin inbounds it to Klinger. Klinger will walk it into the front court. Now is going to go down towards the lane, and she's going to be called for steps. Yep, she sure did. That is Mountain Homes' eighth turnover of the night. Comes with 2:36 left to play in the third quarter. 35-point Mountain Home advantage. Right now, looks like when the fourth quarter will start, the mercy rule will take effect. Because remember, it's any point in the fourth quarter that's got to be a 30-point margin for the turbo clock to go. Here is Reddick going towards the right elbow for the running jumper. No good. Norcross gets the rebound. Now she'll give it out to Klinger, who will bring it across the timeline. Klinger dribbles to the low block. It's going in for the layup. No good. And the rebound is controlled by Mountain Home. And I didn't see who got the rebound, but they're going to go to the free throw line as they draw contact. That is Keandra Jackson's fourth personal foul. Team foul number two again here in the second half against the Lady Dragons. It will be Abigail Hodges at the free throw line for the first time tonight. She has 5 points so far this evening. First free throw is up. No good. Alyssa Sisk is going to check back into the game for the Lady Bombers as Annie Norcross will take a seat. And for Junction City, Keandra Jackson will head to the bench as she's replaced by Olivia Krieger. Hodges' second free throw is up. No good. She misses both. RB Martin will get the rebound. She goes back up with it, and she'll draw contact. Now she'll head to the free throw line with 2:03 left in the third quarter. That foul is on Deja Moore. That is her second personal foul, 13th foul against the Lady Dragons here in the second half. So Abby Martin will be at the free throw line for the first time tonight. Abby Martin's first free throw is up. Good. That's her first point of the evening. So one more free throw for Abby Martin. Second shot is up. Bounces around, does not go. Rebound chased down by Sisk. She will give it to, in the lane, to Reagan Hasselwander, who goes in for the layup. Good. Reagan Hasselwander gets her first 2 points of the night. 54-16, the Lady Bombers up by 38. Back the other way here, Olivia Krieger gets the ball on the low block. She goes up for the layup, no good. Sisk gets the rebound, and back comes the Lady Bombers. She'll give out to Hodges, who brings it across the timeline. Hodges has it on the left side. Now she drills to the corner, gives it to Martin on the wing, finds Hasselwander at the free throw line. Her jumper is up and in. Reagan Hasselwander with 4 points, four quick points. 56-16, now it's all up by 40 now, with 1:23 left in the third quarter. Here is Ray into the front court, gives it to Reddick. Reddick dribbles to the right side. Now she's going down into lane, going up for the running jumper, no good, but draws contact, and she'll head to the free throw line. Abby Martin picks up her second personal foul. That's the seventh team foul against the Lady Bombers, so Junction City will be shooting free throws for the rest of this game with 1:09 left to play in the third quarter. Leslie Reddick at the free throw line, where so far she is 0 of 1 with 6 points. First shot for Reddick is up, no good. One more free throw coming up for Reddick. Second shot is up. No good. She misses both. And I believe, I don't know if they just said out of bounds or if they got the rim. If either way, it's going to be Mount Holmes basketball with 1:09 left to play in the third quarter. 56-16, Lady Bombers on top. Klinger walks the ball into the front court. Throws over on the right side to Sisk. Back to Klinger. Over the left side to Hodges. Over to Abby Martin near the left elbow. She gives it to Hasselwander in the left corner. Her three-pointer will not go. And Reddick gets the rebound. She's quickly back the other direction for the Lady Bombers. She's going to go in for the layup. No good. Rebound controlled by Abby Martin, who's quickly back the other way for Mountain Home. Abby Martin will give it to Klinger over on the left side to Hodges. Hodges going to pull up in the just inside the three-point line for the jumper. That one won't go. Ball goes out of bounds. They're going to say last touched by Junction City, and it will be Mountain Home inbounding it with 36.2 seconds left. 56-16, Lady Bombers leading it. Inbound pass goes to Hasselwander. She finds Klinger at the right elbow. Now she dribbles. Now gives it to back to Hasselwander. Up top it goes to Klinger. Over on the left side to Hodges. 25 seconds left to play in this third quarter. Over to Sisk on the left side. Now back to Hodges. Now to Klinger. She finds Abby Martin at the right elbow. Has the ball knocked away, but Now ball goes to Hess Warner. Now her pass is knocked away, but Klinger's able to chase it down in the backcourt. That's not a backcourt violation. Ball goes to Hess Warner. She has another pass knocked away, and this time Ray does come up with a steal. With 2 seconds, she's going to go up for the layup, and it will not go, and we have come to the end of the third quarter. So when we come back, the mercy rule will be in effect, and the clock will not stop once it starts unless someone calls timeout. After 24 minutes of play, our score, Mountain Home leading Junction City 56-16. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Here's the top New Year's resolutions for 2020. 1. Lose weight. 2. Control finances. So Farmers and Merchants Bank has turned our drive-thrus into jog-thrus. Now you can jog through your favorite drive-thru and take care of business while you lose weight. Just kidding, but we can help with your finances. Relax and watch our Money IQ videos at mebanking.com or come by and talk to a real person. That's so 2020. Farmers and Merchants Bank, member FDIC.